news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, and a chilly but warming Wednesday on the way. Is that chilly but warming?
That makes sense.
All right, just some kind of turd of phrase there. 33 now at our studios. But Dr. Bill says expect a little warm up, and we'll get in a full weather discussion with Dr. Bill coming up in just around 6:35. A quick update from Dr. Bill in 1 minute.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right. But I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers developing late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers with high temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. We'll catch up with Kane at some point for traffic on this Wednesday morning. Yeah, rain part of the mix for tomorrow, but beautiful by the weekend. So great news for Senior Bowl, although they've been practicing this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hit the practice field for the first time yesterday. They'll be back out there this afternoon. Tomorrow might be a little dicey with the practice, and then Friday, good that we've got some good weather on the way for them, because you know they have that street party and the Mardi Gras player parade, and of course that that leads into hopefully a really nice Senior Bowl Saturday.
Speaking of Mardi Gras parades, are getting ready to get cranked up down on Dolphin Island as well. We'll talk about that. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper at NAS Pensacola today, plus MPO meetings on both sides of the bay this morning at 10 o'clock. We'll give you details on that. What does that mean for a future bridge build and possible tolling on it? That's another story that's I guess is this weather related or animal related? I'm not sure. But in Florida, they put out a special warning for people down there.
What's that?
To beware of iguanas dropping from trees.
Oh man.
Iguana drop warnings in Florida.
It's raining iguanas. Do you get the
hallelujah?
Do you get the alert on your phone when that happens?
Well, I saw the graphics. I first saw this yesterday. The missus, she sent me something on Twitter and said, "Look at this," and they had the graphic. I'll retweet this. It's got a graphic with iguanas, and then it's got below, because of lower than normal temperatures and because iguanas are in trees, Florida residents, and I'm paraphrasing here, should be aware of the possibility of iguanas dropping on them from trees. So the iguanas, which are invasive species, right? They're in there. They don't do so good with handling the cold. Mm-hmm. It's getting cold down in Florida.
Puts them to sleep.
The iguanas are getting, you know, in a torpid state, and they're dropping out of trees and hitting people in the head.
Like
can
coconuts.
You imagine? This is the kind of stuff that would happen to me. I would end up in the ER, like a split open. What happened? Well, what it is, see, I was walking up under the avocado tree, uh-huh. and whack. What would hit you? An iguana?
Yeah, you know, more people die annually from iguana falling on their head than shark attacks. Little known fact there.
Thank you, Cliff. I appreciate that. We'll talk about that in just a second. Plus, news that set me off yesterday. Crystal's filing for bankruptcy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, so better go grab a sack while you can. And in sports, I know we'll talk about some Senior Bowl.
Yeah, we got the Senior Bowl scheduled for today. Also, the Baseball Hall of Fame elects two yesterday. One person kept Derek Jeter from being a unanimous selection.
Who is that person?
We don't know yet, but one person kept him
in the mud
from becoming the second unanimous selection. I got more information on that coming up in sports.
And in Washington yesterday, the first day of President Trump's impeachment trial was all about the rules. The Senate must follow through the process. They worked to the wee hours of this morning on that. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The Senate will convene as a court of impeachment.
And as Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts gaveled the trial into session, the sergeant-at-arms followed and delivered the proclamation.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment. While the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment.
The trial began with a battle over the organizing resolution, or the roadmap, for the trial's proceedings. The original roadmap, released by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, called for each side to present opening arguments up to 24 hours over the course of 2 days. But Senator McConnell made a significant change, lengthening that presentation time to 3 days after several members of his own caucus persuaded him to do so. Another change? McConnell's initial organizing resolution did not allow for information gathered during the House's impeachment inquiry to be formally admitted into evidence. Now it does. But other parts of the resolution were still a cause for major concern for the House impeachment managers, like the rejection of any witness testimony or documents at the start of the trial. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said this is exactly how it was done during the Clinton impeachment trial.
Fair is fair.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said there's nothing fair about it.
I'm amazed he could say it with a straight face.
Lead counsel for President Trump, Pat Cipollone, called the entire impeachment just plain wrong and said the trial will prove that.
The only conclusion will be that the president has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Representative Adam Schiff, the chief House impeachment manager, said the president has done everything wrong. Attorney for President Trump, Jay Sekulow, said the real question should be, as he put it, why are we here? Suggesting Democrats didn't really care about the president's dealings with Ukraine.
Since the president was sworn into office, there was a desire to see him removed.
Adam Schiff responded, it's all about the president's activities in Ukraine. Fellow House impeachment manager Zoe Lofgren said that's why witnesses and documents are so important in the trial.
There is no plausible reason why anyone wouldn't want to hear all of the available evidence about the president's conduct.
And refusing to allow witnesses and documents is part of a larger cover-up, said impeachment manager Val Demings.
As a career law enforcement officer, I have never seen anyone take such extreme steps to hide evidence allegedly proving his innocence.
Republicans turned back multiple amendments offered by the Senate's top Democrat for witness testimony and documents. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, we'll keep you up to date throughout the day on that as they get started again. Noon our time?
I think so. They got done at 1 our time. Back at it at noon our time.
I want to point something out, too, because we were asking the question. Okay, I was asking the question earlier in the week. Why doesn't the Senate just get there earlier in the morning and get this process rolling instead of starting in the afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not there till 1 in the morning. And Dalton's digging around. You found out it's because of the presiding officiary of the judicial branch there, John Roberts.
Yeah, so Chief Justice John Roberts, this is like his side gig right now. Even though it's the most important thing in the country, he's still got Supreme Court work to do. They're still working in the Supreme Court. So what Chief Justice John Roberts is doing is working in the morning on whatever it is the Supreme Court is currently looking at or working on. And then he heads over and becomes the presiding judge over the Senate impeachment trials. So
now there's somebody,
lots of work for him.
You know, we often complain about the justices having lifetime appointments and what do they do with it. You know what? The man is where I have disagreed with John Roberts on decisions in the past, but all due respect to Justice Roberts, that's a work day, y'all. That's like a radio work day. He's getting in there bright and early at SCOTUS.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going over to the set. He's working about an 18-hour day to a 20-hour day.
He's working a long time. And if there's anyone that can't fall asleep, it's him, because he's constantly on camera during the trial. But there were some senators that did fall asleep yesterday.
Yes.
I need to find the exact names, but there were some that were nodding off.
I knew that was coming. I knew that would happen when they couldn't look at their phones, they couldn't say anything. That's coming. Also on the way, marriage.
Who's that?
It's a very special and stunning, very white wedding for Pamela Anderson. She's gotten married again.
Finally.
Details on the way.
Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Prosecutors are describing a Fairhope teenager as a career criminal after his latest arrest involving child pornography. 19-year-old Jordan Williams remains in the Baldwin County Jail on almost a $500,000 bond. He faces 19 felony charges involving the production and distribution of pornography involving minors. Investigators say Williams recorded himself on his phone having sex with the alleged victims, ranging in age from 14 to 16. So far, there are 3 alleged victims, but there could be more. A former pizza delivery driver in Mobile accused of pulling a gun on a Mobile couple says their allegations are not true. The man said he slowed down when he heard Sumner Howard yell at him to slow down. He says he then got out of the car and tried to de-escalate the situation. After an argument, he says he went back to work. The former driver says he wants to press charges against Howard. He's been fired from his job. The Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo is pushing back their scheduled reopening at a new location on County Road 6 from February to early March. They cite construction delays. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Just as Mobile is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras, OMG1703.com is the birthplace of the original Mardi Gras apparel. Live every day like it's Mardi Gras in our super soft shirts and great hats at OMG1703.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Jeter and Walker elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Atlanta adds a slugger to the lineup. And a Mississippi State star is found dead in Birmingham. 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a chilly day for the first day of Senior Bowl practice yesterday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Before hitting the field, each of the players on the North and South rosters took part in the National Scouting Weigh-In, where media scouts and coaches received information on their weight, height, arm length, and hand size. This afternoon, the players will hit the practice field again at Ladd Peebles. The North team is up first at 12:30, followed by the South at 3.
Hand size.
Very important for quarterbacks, offensive linemen, and wide receivers.
Ladies paid attention to
it. Did they measure your hand size?
Just check.
I don't know. We'll see. In baseball, Derek Jeter came one vote shy of becoming the second unanimous selection for the Baseball Hall of Fame in MLB history. 5-time Gold Glove and 5-time World Series winner received 396 of 397 possible votes. One person did not vote for him. And he did not become the second unanimous selection. The longtime captain of the New York Yankees was expected to be easily elected to the Hall, but he said he was still speechless when he received the call.
You know, I was speechless. When I got the call, you know, everyone said, you know, anticipate a phone call coming at such and such time. But quite frankly, I was pretty nervous. And when I got it, I really didn't know what to say.
Jeter spent his entire 20-year career with the New York Yankees and was named an All-Star 14 times. Larry Walker, in his 10th and final year of eligibility, was also elected to the Hall of Fame. Walker appeared on 76.6% of the final ballots. That's 6 votes above the 75% of the votes that he needed. Walker's an NL MVP winner who spent 17 years in the league with Montreal, Colorado, and St. Louis. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Curt Schilling once again came up short of the votes needed. The Atlanta Braves have signed their hitter to hopefully replace Josh Donaldson's spot in the batting lineup. The Braves signed free agent outfielder Marcell Ozuna to a 1-year, $18 million deal on Tuesday. Ozuna is a 2-time All-Star, spent his first 5 seasons with Miami, and was traded and played 2 years in St. Louis. In college football news, South Alabama quarterback Cephas Johnson announced on social media on Tuesday that he has entered the transfer portal. Johnson started the first 8 games for South this season after redshirting his freshman season. He played his high school ball at Davidson and is a fan favorite locally, with many hoping that he'd be able to hold on to the starting quarterback job at USA. Auburn head football coach Gus Malzahn was in Mobile yesterday, making a visit to the Senior Bowl practices. Malzahn was asked about the hiring of former Arkansas coach Chad Morris, who was named in December as the Tigers' new offensive coordinator. Malzahn called Morris one of the brightest minds in college football and said that Morris will have full control of the offense. Malzahn's also an offensive specialist. He's called plays on offense previously for Auburn, including the 2019 season when the Tigers finished 28th in the country in scoring. Former Mississippi State Bulldog DeRunya Wilson was found dead on Tuesday in Birmingham. AL.com reports that the 25-year-old was discovered slain inside a home on the southwest side of the city. Wilson graduated from Winona High School in Birmingham before joining Mississippi State as a wide receiver. He played 3 seasons with the Bulldogs, finished his career with 133 catches for nearly 2,000 yards and 22 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number 15, Kentucky beat Georgia 89-79. Tennessee beat Ole Miss 73-48. LSU held on to beat Florida 84-82. And Texas A&M beat Missouri 66-64. Tonight we have 3 games. At 6 o'clock, number 16, Auburn hosts South Carolina. You can hear the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6, Mississippi State hosts Arkansas. And at 8, Alabama on the road at Vanderbilt. 623 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, Dr. Bill's forecast on the way, and also the dangers of falling iguanas and the MPOs. They're meeting. Back to Bridge Talk.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry. Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers developing late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers with high temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18, and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Accident free conditions continue. It's a chilly start, but no delays across the Bayway. Daphne, Spanish Ford looks good. Also from the 1065 split to Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Just watch for the radar. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience, and it can also help with the IRS, with audits, or if you owe additional taxes. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 625, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. All right, the warning is out in Florida, and I guess this was for last night, and maybe it goes on tonight as well. The National Weather Service out of Miami. So, NWS, National Weather Service, warning about iguanas falling out of trees due to the dramatic drop in temperature. Okay, so they said here, at 50 degrees, iguanas become lethargic.
Me too, iguanas.
40 degrees and below, they can become comatose. So it says here, a story from Fox 10, even though they've been in South Florida since the 1960s, they haven't adapted to the occasional cold snap. While the weather is normally warm in the region, when the temperature drops, it's a real problem for these cold-blooded lizards. Mm-hmm. So the National Weather Service is warning people in the area that if they have maybe iguanas up there in the trees, in the banyan tree around their house or something like that, it gets down, I think it's in the 40s. Let's check here. Let's check Miami proper.
You think anyone breaks out their iguana helmet when it gets cold?
I would hope so. So my baby sister and my brother-in-law and my awesome niece and nephew live there in Dade County. And, it's 40. Holy cow. At Brickell Station, which is Miami. So, I mean, Dade County as it gets. That's not Palm Beach. That's not Fort Lauderdale. That's Miami.
That's comatose weather.
40 degrees.
There are thousands of iguanas on the ground right now.
Let me tell you a little something about South Florida you got to see sometime. If you're down there and it gets cold, people down there have bought fur coats, or I guess now it's faux fur, but back in the day it was real fur, and they sit and look at them in these closets. They actually have cold storage all through Miami for people to keep their fur coats in these cold storage places, because I guess it keeps the fur better and it doesn't fall off or whatever. It gets to like 60, 65, and the ladies of Miami are out in fur coats.
Everybody.
I blank you not. It's a real thing. It's 40 down there, so they're definitely bundled up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The father of a Baldwin County woman killed during a house party last month is asking anyone with information to come forward. No one has been arrested after Dominique Marshall was shot and killed in December. Marshall's father, Cornelia, says the process may be slow, but he says he's confident justice will be served. Those who oppose tolls in the Mobile Bay area are calling for supporters to remind leaders they are ready to fight tolls on any proposed road projects. Both the Mobile and Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning organizations will meet today. The Block the Mobile Bayway Toll Facebook group, led by State Auditor Jim Ziegler, is asking members to attend those meetings. Last week, Daphne Mayor Dane Haygood proposed a new expressway project. The proposal is in its early stages, but Haygood hopes the project will become a reality without a toll. Both meetings begin at 10 this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other officials vote to allow felons with unpaid fines to apply to have their voting rights restored when they finish their sentences. Several groups had filed lawsuits to regain access to the ballot box. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you. Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential and And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
The Senate has approved rules for moving forward with the impeachment trial of President Trump. It took 13 hours of discussion and mostly party line votes as Democrats failed to persuade Republicans to issue subpoenas for documents and witnesses. Wrapping up his visit to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Mr. Trump chimed in on the possibility of calling fired National Security Advisor John Bolton as a witness.
I would rather go the long way. I would rather interview Bolton. I would rather interview a lot of people. The problem with John is that it's a national security problem.
The trial resumes at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today. Iran's official news agency says that masked gunmen ambushed and killed the local commander of a paramilitary security force in a southwestern town. The slain commander and associate of Iran's top general recently killed in an American drone strike. 9 dead in the coronavirus outbreak. 1 case reported in Washington State here in the U.S. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Netflix added 8.8 million worldwide subscribers during its latest quarter, surpassing expectations at a time when it faces heated competition from new streaming challengers. Netflix expected to add 7.6 million subscribers, and analysts thought the service would fare even better. The increase pales slightly next to the 8.9 million subscribers the service added in the fourth quarter of 2018. Netflix released hits The Irishman and Marriage Story during the quarter. Airline stocks slid yesterday due to coronavirus-related selling, though trade group IATA says the World Health Organization hasn't yet provided any travel-related guidance. Shares of Hawaiian, American, Delta, and United all fell sharply in heavy trading. Bankrupt truckload carrier Celadon Group is close to finishing a $14.5 million sale of its Taylor Express business to investment firm Luminous Management after the company called off a potential Chapter 11 auction. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another cold morning.
Yeah, we actually got down to 26 out at the airport. That's warmed up a little bit now because the wind is around to the east. In fact, for a while, we had 26 at the airport and 38 at Brooklee, about a 12-degree difference. And that's because Brooklee had a wind out of the east right off the bay. And so temperatures have warmed up a little bit, but it's still rather chilly with readings down in the low 30s. We're going to see clouds today. They'll be increasing through the day as a storm system develops out over the Great Plains. So we'll be a little warmer. Yesterday, the high was only 44 degrees. Today, we should make it into the low 50s. Now, tonight, it'll be cloudy. And we have a chance of a few showers developing, especially after midnight. We'll stay in the 40s tonight, around 43, 44 degrees for the low tonight. Then tomorrow, a storm system moving out of the Great Plains, moving into Missouri, and another storm system centered over Louisiana. The result, numerous showers tomorrow with temperatures in the upper 50s. Showers will continue tomorrow night. And then on Friday, a cold front moves in, at least a dry front, and will clear off, become mostly sunny and a high of 62 on Friday. And that sets us up for the weekend. It's looking good as high pressure builds over the area. It should be sunny on Saturday and 62 degrees, and then mostly sunny and around 65 degrees, anywhere from 63 to 65 degrees on Sunday. So looking really good for the weekend.
Sounds fantastic. We just got to get through that rain tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the rain will be off and on showers. I don't expect any severe weather. There may be a rumble or two of thunder, but most of it will be shower activity, and it'll continue into Thursday night, and then things improve on Friday rather rapidly in the morning.
I'm going to ask you, so this is not normal forecasting stuff, but it's stuff you do for us here at FM Talk 106.5. The bigger picture for winter here, I mean, it was warm December, early January. Here we are getting back to some colder temperatures. Is this the last hurrah, or do you see an extended? I mean, what does the big pattern look like?
Well, we're still going to see some cold waves coming in yet in February, so it's not over. We're well above normal for January, but there's another big, massive Arctic air moving through Alaska, and we may see that come down. Probably not this week. Maybe next week we'll see some colder temperatures. But we're going to warm up early this week into the middle of the week, and then the next bit of shower activity will come in the latter part of next week. So it's not over yet. This is not the last.
Okay, good. Well, I just wanted to check that. And if people want to, like, for themselves, compare and contrast cold years, warm years, dry times, wet times, all that kind of information is in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And it's still at a great price.
Yeah.
Free. Yes, and here in Mobile, you can get copies right here at the studios, 106.5 or over at Fox 10. And also here in Mobile at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, West Marine, I have copies, classic cars. And also Robert Moore, Christmas Town. Over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, also Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate, and all those are in Fairhope. And there are also copies over at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company on Highway 59.
All right, so even adjusted for inflation, the price is free.
It's still free. It's okay. Amazing.
Right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast at FM Talk 106.5. Studios temperature 34 now. We'll check in with Dr. Bill throughout the morning. Kane's got our traffic coming up, and a beautiful, beautiful marriage story coming your way. Very special. Oh my gosh, it's like it's ripped out of a storybook. It's coming up.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident eastbound I-10 between DIP and Michigan Avenue. Just happened a few moments ago, and officers are heading there now. So be careful. No delays as you're traveling northbound 65 from Dauphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt. Looks good also through Tillman's Corner and Theodore. The Travel Stream inside the Battle House now has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Travel Stream, valet parking always complimentary. The Battle House Hotel. Now, I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. I don't even know if this music is queued up or not. Let's see. Is it ready to go? Because I want it to be. There it is. Yep. Dalton just, we're going to, in this year, we're going to hook the cameras up in the studio because Dalton just stood up.
Yeah, I hear that noise and I stand up.
You've been well trained. You've been well trained. So it is a wedding story. A wedding story, I think, a fairy tale wedding story, y'all. If you didn't hear this yesterday, we're bringing it to you now. Pamela Anderson was married Monday night. She was married to husband producer John Peters. Mm. John is 74.
Whoa.
Pam is 52. Huh. Pamela Anderson apparently believes the fifth time is the charm because she embarked on marriage number 5 Monday night. So she and John Peters dated back in the 80s but reconnected a few months ago, keeping their relationship on the down low. So it's an old spark.
Maybe, so
maybe it's like a Facebook thing where they saw the old girlfriend on Facebook.
Yeah, and, how you doing? So they might have been undercover together for the last 25 years, 30 years.
But remember, she was married 4 times in that period of time. Peter says, quote, "There are beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick."
Oh, 74.
"But for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela. She makes me wild in a good way." And Pamela says, quote, "John is the original bad boy of Hollywood."
Oh.
She has a type, by the way.
Yeah.
You think, and bad boy fits the...
Do you think Tommy Lee will fight this new this new guy, 74 years old?
I don't know if they will be fisticuffs or not. She says, yeah, he's the original bad boy of Hollywood. No one compares. We love each other without conditions. I'm a lucky woman, proof that God has a plan. Says Pamela Anderson. She was previously married to Tommy Lee, Kid Rock, Rick Solomon, best known as the guy in the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Oh.
She married him twice. John Peters had 4 marriages. Famous actress Leslie Ann Warren, he married her 1967 through 74. He was a hairdresser at the time. That's how they met. They started a relationship, and then he started a relationship with Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
Also started his career as a major player in Hollywood. He got production credit on Barbara Streisand's version of A Star is Born. And also produced the most recent remake with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. How about that? His other credits include, not bad here, Caddyshack, Flashdance, The Color Purple, Rain Man, and the first 2 Michael Keaton Batman movies.
Wow.
So he's got a dollar or two. Maybe that made him a little more attractive as well.
I'm sure,
Hollywood,
Sean, they're in love. That played
doesn't matter.
No part.
If they had a one-bedroom apartment and just a hot plate, that would be... Hold on, let me get the music back here. So, not surprisingly, John met... Where do you think they first met?
The Playboy Mansion?
That is correct. John and Pam first met at the Playboy Mansion when she was around 18 years old, which would have made him about 40.
Oh,
he offered to help her with her career and advised her not to pose. Can I get the music here, please? Can I get the music for the...
She had a lot of people offering to help with her career.
No, not that. This I wanted the wedding music. So they met when she was 18. But all these years later, like torn from a fairy tale book, Pamela Anderson married again. And I just want you all to know I'm tearing up in here.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. So beautiful. All right, 6:44, coming right back. We got sports with Dalton and news from WKRG coming up next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Prosecutors are describing a Fairhope teenager as a career criminal after his latest arrest involving child pornography. 19-year-old Jordan Williams remains in the Baldwin County Jail on almost a $500,000 bond. He faces 19 felony charges involving the production and distribution of pornography involving minors. The investigators say Williams recorded himself on his phone having sex with the alleged victims ranging in age from 14 to 16. So far, there are 3 alleged victims, but there could be more. A former pizza delivery driver in Mobile accused of pulling a gun on a Mobile couple says their allegations are not true. The man said he slowed down when he heard Sumner Howard yell at him to slow down. He says he then got out of the car and tried to de-escalate the situation. After an argument, he says he went back to work. The former driver says he wants to press charges against Howard. He's been fired from his job. The Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo is pushing back their scheduled reopening at a new location on County Road 6 from February to early March. They cite construction delays. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Jeter and Walker elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Atlanta adds a slugger to the lineup. And a Mississippi State star is found dead in Birmingham. 646 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It was a chilly day for the first day of Senior Bowl practice yesterday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Before hitting the field, each of the players on the North and South rosters took part in the National Scouting Weigh-In. It's where media, scouts, and coaches received information on their weight, their height, their arm length, and hand size. This afternoon, the players will hit the practice field again at Ladd Peebles. The North team is up first at 12:30, followed by the South at 3. In baseball, Derek Jeter came one vote shy of becoming the second unanimous selection for the Baseball Hall of Fame in Major League Baseball history. The five-time Gold Glove and World Series winner received 396 of 397 possible votes. The longtime captain of the New York Yankees was expected to be easily elected to the Hall, but he said he was still surprised when he received the call.
You know, I was speechless. When I got the call, you know, everyone said, you know, anticipate a phone call coming at such and such time. But quite frankly, I was pretty nervous. And when I got it, I really didn't know what to say.
Jeter spent his entire 20-year career with the Yankees. He was named an All-Star 14 times. Larry Walker, in his 10th and final year of eligibility, was also elected to the Hall. Walker appeared on 76.6% of the final ballots. That was 6 votes above the 75% of votes needed.
I think I was quoted earlier as sending something out that I didn't think it was happening, and I actually truly meant that. I had the numbers in my head and was prepared for no call, and then the opposite happened, and that call comes, and all of a sudden you can't breathe.
Walker's an NL MVP winner, spent 17 years in the league with Montreal, Colorado, and St. Louis. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Curt Schilling once again came up short of the votes needed. The Atlanta Braves have signed their hitter to hopefully replace Josh Donaldson's spot in the batting lineup. The Braves signed free agent outfielder Marcell Ozuna to a 1-year, $18 million deal on Tuesday. Ozuna is a 2-time All-Star, spent his first 5 seasons with the Miami Marlins, was traded and played 2 years in St. Louis. In college football news, South Alabama quarterback Cephas Johnson announced on social media yesterday that he has entered the transfer portal. Johnson started the first 8 games for South this season after he redshirted his freshman season. He played his high school ball at Davidson and is a fan favorite locally, with many hoping he'd be able to hold on to the starting quarterback job at USA. Auburn head football coach Gus Malzahn was in Mobile yesterday, making a visit to the Senior Bowl practices. Malzahn was asked about the hiring of former Arkansas coach Chad Morris, who was named in December as the Tigers' new offensive coordinator. Malzahn called Morris one of the brightest minds in college football, said Morris will have full control of the offense. Malzahn is also an offensive specialist. He's called the plays on offense previously, including this last season when the Tigers finished 28th in the country in scoring. Former Mississippi State Bulldog DeRunya Wilson was found dead on Tuesday in Birmingham.
AL.com reports that the 25-year-old was discovered slain inside a home on the southwest side of the city. Wilson graduated from Winona High School in Birmingham before he joined Mississippi State as a wide receiver. He played three seasons with the Bulldogs, finished his career with 133 catches for over 1,900 yards and 22 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number 15, Kentucky beat Georgia 89-79. Tennessee beat Ole Miss 73-48. LSU held on to beat Florida 84-82. And Texas A&M beat Missouri 66-64. Despite the loss, Missouri broke the NCAA record for most consecutive free throws made. The Tigers made 31 in a row and a loss to Alabama on Saturday and another 23 in a row last night to set the record with 54. Tonight, three games at 6. Number 16-ranked Auburn hosts South Carolina. You can hear the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6, Mississippi State hosts Arkansas. And at 8, Alabama on the road at Vanderbilt. 10 minutes till 7, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center, we're looking good so far along Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. Accident-free conditions continue as travel across the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Eastern Shore looks great from Daphne and Fairhope and Spanish Fort, I-10, Malbus to Loxley. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they have the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month for 36 months with $3,299 down. Model number 4430, SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers developing late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers with high temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
At 6:53, FM Talk 106.5, and United States now has the first case of the coronavirus. That virus started in China, spreading across Asia. What does it mean for the United States? What about the impacts here? Jim Root from Westwood One with more.
The novel coronavirus originated in China's Wuhan province, but the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says it's definitely not confined there, with cases also in Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, and now in Seattle, Washington.
The confirmation that human-to-human spread with this virus is occurring in Asia certainly raises our level of concern, but we continue to believe the risk of this novel coronavirus to the American public at large remains low at this time.
The patient, a man in his 30s, is currently hospitalized at Providence Hospital in Everett, about 30 miles north of Seattle. Dr. Scott Lindquist, Washington State epidemiologist for communicable diseases, says while the patient was diagnosed with pneumonia and the infection confirmed on Monday, he is doing well and is in the hospital primarily for observation while work is underway to track his trip.
Our priority is doing contact investigation at tracing. So we have had three people assigned to us from CDC that are here, and that is our priority to determine what it means to be at risk, who those people are, doing the contact investigation all the way from China to his home here.
The problem is how easily and sustainably this virus is spread is unknown. Dr. Messonnier says there's a lot they don't know about the disease, which makes diagnosing and treating a challenge, including work being done at the National Institute of Health.
Development of vaccine is a complex process. It's not something that's going to be available tomorrow, but there are active conversations about vaccines as well as diagnostics.
Meanwhile, screening is ongoing at some airports, San Francisco International, Los Angeles International, and JFK in New York. Dr. Messonnier says more screening is rolling out.
This week, CDC will add entry health screening at two more airports, Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson and Chicago O'Hare.
She says they are expecting more cases in the U.S. I'm Jim Roop.
So they're testing people for temperature as they come in. I wonder if they're using, you know, the little temperature gauge thing you can get to check like engine temperature, or you check your vents for your air conditioning or something like that. As people come in, coronaviruses are a group of viruses that can cause a range of symptoms, including runny nose, cough, sore throat, and fever. Some are mild, such as common cold, while others are more likely to lead to pneumonia, usually spread through direct contact with an infected person. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, coming up in the next few days as we have at least a case here in the United States out on the West Coast.
Can you imagine being the people there on the front lines that check the temperatures? I would have such a phobia of being sick all the time.
You think when people get off there and they're clearing through customs and you're standing there in a full hazmat suit, like some kind of space suit shooting with something? Nothing to worry about here, sir. Let me... All right, and a team of researchers recently talked to 1,000 people who use voice assistants like Alexa or Siri at least once a week, and the top 10 things they asked for. They said, okay, what do you use this for? Number one, to ask a random question or find out a fact.
I do that a lot.
I've seen you do it here in the studio. Number two, to check the weather. Number three, to listen to music. Number four, to check the news. Number five, to make calls. Number six, to set alarms and reminders. Number seven, to search the internet. Number eight, to send text messages, like we get the voice-to-text messages here, which are sometimes a lot of gibberish. Number nine, to check travel information. And number 10, which I've seen my children do, ask them to tell you a joke or entertain you.
Yes, they do that. Yeah. Actually, on mine, they get Jimmy Fallon to tell the joke.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So it's not in
robot AI voice?
No, it's a Jimmy Fallon joke.
Oh, very good. Well, good for Jimmy Fallon.
Probably
helps his numbers for sure. And reminder two, if you've got one of those devices, you can ask, if it's exhausting to go to fmtalk1065.com, type it in, you can actually ask.
Yeah, you can ask, at least I ask.
Can we say it?
The Alexa. Yeah. I ask her all the time to play FM Talk 106.5 on TuneIn Radio, and then she says, playing FM Talk 106.5 on TuneIn Radio. And then boom, I hear Feinbaum or Sean or Mike Gallagher, whoever's on at the time.
All right, it's just that easy. So that another feature out there to let you listen to FM Talk 106.5. We're all over the place. All right, hour number two, literally, figuratively, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way.